Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, the man who will warm the cockles of our heart with this forecast, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning. And more importantly, do you have your screens back up?
Yes. And what it was is one of the plugs in the wall just died. Of course, I couldn't get to it because with my work I'm having done on my knees, I'm prohibited from, getting on my knees. And so I had to wait till 9 o'clock. And it took us about 15 minutes to find out what was wrong. But one of the plugs just stopped working. And it controlled all three of those monitors. We don't put the monitors on backup because we have two on-air and production computers that are on backup. And they take all the power. And as long as the computers stay on, we're on the air. You know what I mean? It took Maddie McAvoy, who is our stellar lead co-worker here, and I about 15 minutes to figure out exactly what was going on. So, yes.
Well, I'm glad that's all back to normal.
So am I.
Right. And, this was the first hard freeze, and there's more to come. We'll have sun and some clouds today in the low 50s. Tonight, 30, clear, frosty. Sun and patchy clouds Thursday, low 50s again. And sun with some clouds, low 50s Friday. So all 3 days, low 50s. Saturday will be sunny, 50 to 55. Clocks go back 1 hour Saturday night.
That's at 2 a.m., right?
That is correct. And Sunday will wind up with a partly sunny sky and highs in the 50s. Still, don't ask me who's going to be right here, but the Euro model is still suggesting that a low will come up the coast Sunday night and Monday with rain. All the other modeling is saying no. Now, the Euro tried to do this last weekend for late this week, and they were wrong. So maybe they'll be wrong again. And if that's the case, and they are wrong, then there's no precipitation in this forecast, nothing significant at all. Through the weekend and into early next week.
Now, you had mentioned the possibility of a slight warm-up next week. Is that still a possibility?
Yep, and that should start happening by the middle part of next week and continue into late week.
You know, I don't care if a nor'easter comes up the coast at this time of the year, as long as it's rain.
Right, because you know as well as I do, it could be snow.
Yeah, well, just remember what happened in October, about 8-9 years ago when we got that 40 inches of snow right before Halloween.
I do remember.
Yep.
Yeah, and that was, extreme.
Yeah.
Definitely extreme. So that's it. It's a very, very quiet weather pattern, and I'm sitting back and enjoying it. I'm enjoying the weather pattern. That's about it. As of this morning, I'm stopping taking that Crestor drug. My doctor had told me originally when I was taking it, he said, if you start getting any side effects, stop it and call me immediately.
Is that the statin?
Statin, yep. Yeah. I'm stopping it this morning, and I will call him.
What type of side effects did you get?
It's ridiculous. I mean, all week long, I have been complaining with back pain in the middle of my back. And I have not lifted anything. I'm still doing my yoga. I have no idea. And this morning, all I was doing, I'm just sitting here typing out the forecast and doing all that stuff. My back is killing me. And nothing can convince me more than it's this medicine. So I'm going to stop it, and I'll call him today and see what he wants to do. He's probably going to put me on a different kind of statin to see how that works, but I'm not, I'm just not a fan of medicine, period.
Well, today's the day. I have a conference with my Dr. Southern, who is with Regenerix, we're going to talk about my knees, the left knee. As I said, the pain is down about now 60%. The only time I get pain in the left knee is if I try to, if I inadvertently, like in a chair, swivel to the left or right and I don't move my foot, because I don't have an ACL, even though I have a brace, I get pain that way. Other than that, it's fine. But the right knee is just so bad now. And we're going to review the MRI we did on the right knee today, and discuss what we're going to do moving forward. And I'm also going to get a hold of my general physician and speak to him every morning when I get up. Every joint in my fingers, my wrists, my elbows, my shoulders, I have pain. Now, it goes away after I take 2 Tylenol about 5 hours apart. But still, there's got to be something going on there. And that doesn't help with the knees, when you have that going on with the knees as well.
No, I mean, why is that? Why is that happening?
Do you think it's
something that you're taking?
No, I think I don't know why it's happening, but we're going to find out. I'm going to go tell him about that, and we're going to find out, because I think that's contributing to me being weak and stuff like that. You know, you can have knees that you're working with, but when all of a sudden your other joints have pain in them. So we're going to find out, get it all set away. I don't think it's anything bad. I just think that we got to find out what it is. And I think it's treatable. So.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, you know, listen, at least you're looking into it.
Yeah. Well, at our age, we have to look into these.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people our age that will just completely ignore it. I mean, I have a sister who's just a little bit younger than us. Look, she won't go to the doctor if her head split open. I mean, I lecture her, you know, maybe once a month, and she just doesn't want to hear it. I mean, she doesn't go for any of the preventative exams that a woman her age should be going for. And she just said, I'm sorry, I don't like it. I said, well, you know, there's a lot of things you have to do in life that you don't like in order to continue to live and not like it. But you don't want to hear it.
Does she have insurance?
Yeah.
Well, you know, most of those things now are covered. I mean, there's no charge when they go in, they check. You know, you get that once a year full checkup and it's covered by, even if you're just on Medicare, it's covered 100%. So, you gotta look into it. That's all. You have to look into all this stuff.
I mean, you just do. I mean, there's a reason why we have doctors and nurses, isn't there?
There is. Now, I have I'm almost completely off soda now, Pat, and I found suppliers for concentrated 100% cranberry juice, cherry juice, pineapple juice, and grape juice. And they're 100% concentrate, so you mix them with water, and they give you different vitamins to go along with everything. And by the way, the caloric content is a lot better than soda. So I've really changed my diet here. So it's very strange. People come to my house and they see all this stuff. What happened to the Marshall Miles we knew?
Well, you know, but you have to, sometimes that's very, very necessary. Yeah. So you know, and you may not like it, but it's necessary. I mean, I've been like you the last couple of weeks. I've been staying away from sugar and carbs, and you know, I lost 6 pounds in 2 weeks, which is probably a little too much.
Yeah, I'm losing about anywhere a month, 2 to 3 pounds a month.
That's a lot better. Yeah. It's a lot easier to keep it off when you lose it so slowly.
Right? Well, it also has changed my appetite. You know, I used to sit down and if I had a sandwich, I had a sandwich and maybe some macaroni salad with it and a pickle. Right. Now I make myself a half a sandwich and a pickle, and it still takes me 25-30 minutes to eat it. So,
and you're full.
Yeah, absolutely full. Absolutely full. Yeah,
that's the key. That's the key. You know what? I am so convinced. I have a friend who went for the operation for the stomach.
Yeah.
About 7-8 years ago, And the doctor told him, you know, when he came out, he said, okay, now you have to make sure you exercise and eat the right foods in order to continue to lose weight. No exercise, and yeah, he's eating all the right foods, candy, chips, and stuff like that. It's funny because you put a tray in front of him with nice meat and potatoes, gets full very quickly. Bring out dessert, plenty of room.
Yeah, it's the battle with weight is if you're one of those people like me that you've been battling it your whole life, I found out the path that I'm taking now is the way you do it.
You're on a great path, and I commend you.
All right, well, commend us with that forecast again into next week.
Sunny clouds, low 50s for right through Friday, and then maybe a little milder over the weekend.
All right, and you have a busy weekend coming up?
No, thank God.
Yeah, neither do I. Another quiet weekend for me.
Good, Bill. This will be the first one for me.
All right. Well, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the forecast, a check on our diets, a check on his sister, and more.